I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Friday, a Burkina Faso coup replaced one military leader with another. The ousted leader, who himself led a coup 9 months ago, has fled to Togo. Greg Yoder spoke to Christian World Outreach staff. They heard shooting in the streets on Friday, and officials announced a curfew shortly afterward.
It probably will, especially for a mobile clinic there, when they travel to the villages. They typically don't travel at night, but there could be roadblocks during the day, even that kind of thing. So we're still waiting to hear there. As far as the Village of Opportunity, the timing couldn't be worse for us because the young ladies were supposed to be coming back this weekend to start classes. So
ask God to protect CWO staff in Burkina Faso and pray their ministry will display the love of Jesus to a hurting people.
Pray for safety of our staff, just that God will bring calm back to the country.
And at the beginning of this year, Mission Cry tried to send a shipping container full of Bibles and Christian books to the Philippines. But local authorities in the Philippines have held up this particular container. Jason Wolford tells us.
Usually, every year that we send containers, 18 to 24 big giant sea containers, it really goes off without much of a problem because people are praying. But this particular issue in Philippines has now been held up for 6 months, and they're trying to get our recipient or consignee on the other side to just abandon the container so then they can take it and sell the Bibles.
Pray this container gets released. Mission Cry has seen this kind of corruption in other countries as well. Sometimes authorities will try to keep the Bibles away from people for religious reasons. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.